And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and we have Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty right here out of Fisherman's Landing. You stay tuned. This is going to be a great show, talking some spring time fishing here on Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The President's Day Sell-A-Thon is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. New inventory is arriving daily, and they have great deals across the Ford lineup. Plus, save big when you custom order some of the most popular Ford vehicles. That's right, deals on custom orders, so you can get exactly what you want from your new Ford. Need a legendary Ford F-150? They'll help you build and order the exact truck of your dreams. Ford Ranger? Get it built for you, by you, or order the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. But President's Day Sell-A-Thon won't last long. Check out these deals today. We want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see these President's Day deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today. Having Taro in here. Lots going on, man.
Yeah. And lots going on over at busy day over at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, right?
Dude.
Yeah. I went over there after the show. We talked about you yesterday, and it was like, whoa.
Well, I had all these intentions of calling in and talking about the sale and all the big stuff going on for the day, and I got in. I think I got to the shop around 5:30 or 6 yesterday morning. And I turned around, and you were talking to Sean and Millie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah. 9:30. Taro, did you see all that over there?
No, I didn't get to see it, but I'm sure it was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Busy's good, though.
Yeah, busy's good. Yeah.
It was just one of those timing things, you know, with the – we had planned on having the sale that day for months, and then with, you know, Fred Hall officially canceling, it just – you know, I think it just doubled up, and everybody wanted to take advantage of the show deal, and that's what we were doing.
Yeah, and we'll hear more about that in a little bit, because it's going on again today, right?
That's it, man, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you're done here, you're back over there?
Heading back over.
Yeah, selling tackle, yeah. Taro, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you, and it's time to talk fishing on the Liberty, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. It's springtime and about to be springtime, so it's... It's time to get ready.
Yeah. Exactly. Rockfish opener is Tuesday.
Oh, that's good.
In California waters, which doesn't really affect you much,
right?
It
doesn't quite affect us, but it kind of is a good thing for everybody because it kind of gets everyone off the couch and ready to go fishing.
Yeah, for sure. So you've been running Colinette trips, right?
Yes. Every single weekend of February, the boat has been out, and there hasn't been much sign of game fish, but there were a few days where they saw a nice school or two and got a couple shots at yellowtail. But the rock fishing down there was really, really great. The reds and the lings, and the fillers has been really good and action, but the setup for what the guys have seen as far as the travel down and the travel up is, like, as far as the water setup is,
looks good.
It looks and it feels good. So
yeah.
It's kind of just a matter of getting some passengers that want to go, and let's go look and explore and go figure this thing out.
Are you talking tuna?
Or we're talking anything. You know, we've kind of been online for Coronado Island trips for pretty much a month now, but we haven't really been able to get out. You know, granted, being weather or reservations, it's kind of been tough, but the setup is looking okay.
Yeah.
So, and it's just a matter of going out there and spending a few days and, you know, figuring it out.
And that starts tomorrow out to the Coronado Islands.
We're online Monday through Sunday now because our colonnettes are all done. So we're pretty much online every day for a Coronado Island trips. And, you know, it's just a matter of having some good weather and being able to search and find them.
Yeah. So. And like you say, it takes a few days, right?
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, kind of if we're solo or... If we have one of our helper boats and code boats to come help, it does take some time, because you have to cover a lot of ground, you know, starting from above the islands to below, you know, there's so many nooks and crannies, you just have to cover it all. And
you're literally searching all of the grounds with you're sweeping the whole, you're sweeping the bottom, everywhere.
With the fine tooth comb, going
so
all
wild.
The way through everything.
And they're there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
That's so cool to me.
You know, we kind of see a little bit of sign kind of down on the beach on, like, below Ensenada, there was some sign. And, you know, the one trip that we did to the Coronado Islands, I think it was the end of January, I believe it was, we did see good bird life. We did see some bluefin on that day, too.
On your Coronado Islands trip.
Yeah, right outside the pile, we saw a couple little small little dabs and really good bird sign. And we didn't get any to boil or bite, but we ran them over on machines and saw them on sonar. And
that's so crazy.
A couple jumpers. I was like, oh man, yeah, that's cool.
That's bluefin.
Yeah, that's bluefin.
No doubt.
Yeah. So it could be just small dabs and saw that, but we don't know. And kind of until we spend some time and go do it. So
contrast last year to this year at this time, because you kind of start about the same time,
we
right?
usually start. Last year we didn't start until later because we did a whole bunch of work. But I remember the San Diego, Matt was on steady yellowtail.
Yeah,
and then every year around quote unquote the show time has always been like, oh, this is when it's gonna kick off.
Yeah,
springtime yo-yo yellowtail fishing. The last however many years it's been has always been around this time. So
yeah. So if somebody's coming fishing on the Liberty tomorrow, what do you recommend?
I would recommend bring a yo-yo setup, a 40 or 50 pound.
Because that's kind of the springtime.
That is the springtime deal. You know, fishing a 6X junior, full size 6X, or a heavy lure, getting down on some schools and yanking and cranking and grinding. So definitely have a yo-yo set up. You know, you could also have a 25 or 30 pound bait, fly line bait set up, just in the event that they're in that mood that they want to jump and boil and stuff. You can get them on a bait. You could convert your yo-yo setup over to your rockfish setup if and when we do fish rockfish. You can kind of do the double thing with your yo-yo setup. But then if you want to have a dedicated rock cod setup, you could have that too. So you don't always have to keep cutting and tying on a bunch of stuff. But it's very simple fishing right now.
And the rockfish fishing's been good, right?
Down at Colonnette and on the beach has been very, very good. There's spots around the islands where like we could definitely get some bites.
You know where they're hiding.
Sometimes. and sometimes they're just hiding.
That's so weird about rockfish. You think, okay, here's like a fish that's basically a resident,
oh,
and
no,
you go to the spot and it's moved. Like we just get them here, and that's like getting nothing. So what is that? They move.
Those things move for sure.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Aniwala about it because he drove this Colonnette trip. Well, he's driven every single one, and you know he went down there, and he's had very, very good red fishing. And he's like, yeah, we went down there, and those suckers moved, and they had to go find them again.
Yeah. It just, like you say, I mean, you think about something that's that deep and lives on a pinnacle. It's like, okay, that's where it lives. Yeah. Like, this thing's not going to go 100 yards from its rock its whole life. And you load up two trips in a row, and the next trip you go right back, and it's just ghost town.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Flea cod bites and nothing else. And then you go back there a few weeks later, and the bait's back, and the fish is back. And
That or they left and someone else moved in.
Yeah, this spot was straight reds and now it's straight not.
You know? Yeah. So does current wind, all that affect rock fishing or not really?
It can help and hurt. Like to have a good drift, it definitely helps to cover some ground on certain spots. If there's too much current, it is really hard to get down 200-400 feet if you're smoking current.
Sure.
But to have a nice, steady, slow little drift helps just to kind of cover some ground and
be able to
get the fish active as far as current goes, because current helps anything.
Yeah.
Whether it's the lake or whether it's the bay, the ocean, current and moving water helps.
Wait a minute.
Period.
Current in a lake?
Oh, yeah. Wind current.
Wind current. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Makes that bass bite, huh?
Yeah.
That's kind of one of your passions, right?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your ideal? So somebody's coming fish on the Liberty tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We already talked about the yo-yo rig. What's Taro's setup for cod fishing? What are you putting on the reel?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
You know, I fish a Tranks 500.
Filled
up with 80-pound Spectra.
Okay.
But I fished the lower gear one, so my arm doesn't hurt that much.
Oh, good idea.
I fish an eight foot rod, whether it's a 6480 or I think a friend of mine wrapped up. I think it was a United 800 Monster or something like that, and I use that. You know, something that's not too whippy, but then not too stiff. You want to be able to feel your bites.
Yeah,
still handle 12 ounces.
And then still handle 12 to 16 ounces of sinker and hopefully a couple nice reds.
Yeah.
But I like that Tranks idea, too, the lower gear Tranks, because you don't have to worry about
it. I just put it on the rail right next to my coffee, and I just keep cranking.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, sounds really good.
Very, very relaxing fishing.
Yeah, I would say.
But Spectra, maybe like 20, 25 feet of mono.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So enough you can tie a couple ganyans out of it?
Yeah, and then if you get in a tangle, you can just cut it out and tie on another one quick in the stop.
Yeah. The advantage of course, the Power Pro is that you can fish deep and feel the bites.
You can
feel
it, and then it also gets down there pretty quick too.
Yeah,
you know you don't have the float of all monofilament and kind of the drag of it going down there. If it's all just straight up Spectra, it'll shoot down there.
Need less sinker.
Yeah,
for sure. But it sounds good. So. Your anticipation with the season is pretty much Coronado Island Strait until there's something going on with tuna?
Until there's something going on with tuna, I think as far as the fleet goes, everyone's starting to finish up their projects here now, and then everyone's kind of thinking about getting online. And I think there's a few boats online for offshore. So we're all kind of going back to our regular norm here now, so we're going to go back to our full day Coronado Island up in the morning, back home at night norm. So
with the potential, like you said, the kind of the norm is springtime yellowtail fishing with yo-yo jigs, and everybody so on for tuna fishing the flat falls, the knife jigs, all that like style of lure. Are you seeing guys fish with that over yellowtail? And does a traditional yo-yo jig 6X Junior still the way to go? Or do guys have success fishing all those knife, butterfly, flat fall, all that kind of stuff?
I've seen a selected few guys that are really into the knife jig.
It's just so much more popular.
Catch them, and it is a thing because I've seen it. We see it on the internet. you know, like overseas where guys are catching yellowtails and jacks on them. Like, I think it's a big thing in Australia and New Zealand for like where they fish those big knife jigs and catch yellowtail doing it. And I'm 100% sure that it'll work here. But I don't really see a whole lot of people doing it. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it's a thing. It just looks like there's a lot of work involved.
No doubt.
It's a lot of work.
Getting that thing to zig and zag and, you know, the cranking and the jerking and stuff. But that's what you're supposed to do with those things. Right. And I'm 100% sure that they'll work. And I do see guys doing it, but I don't see a whole lot of guys doing it.
Yeah.
And yes, we've caught fish on flat falls and stuff like that, but I'm almost dead certain nothing outperforms a 6X or a 6X junior.
Day in, day out, you're tying on a Salus.
Yeah, I mean, you drop the thing down and you wind it in. It's mm-hmm. the easiest thing to do.
It's like the go-to thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know it works for you.
It's worked for 60 years.
Yeah. And it's go-to for a reason.
Yeah.
You have a favorite color?
During this time of year, I either have a scrambled egg tied on, a blue and a white or like a red color. You know, okay. I'm pretty standard. Like, you don't have to go too crazy with yo-yo jigs, even though there's a million colors out on the market, but I just stick with those three. Stick with the greens and the blues and the brown, not so much into the fluorescence and stuff like that, but during this time of year, it's getting it to move fast and getting that speed going. The way that we fish is we get the school hopefully activated first, so color shouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna eat something because it's just a natural feeding mode, feeding type of reaction.
Activated by throwing a bunch of scoops of sardine.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to get them.
Get them fired up. Yeah. Let it fly.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today with Captain Taro Takeuchi.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one. So much cool stuff to cover. So much great stuff. I mean, just talking about the boat, the fish handling these guys do, the awesome crew. It's going to be a great show and so much cool stuff to cover with Captain Taro in here. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. The text the show option, definitely open. Texts are already pouring through. If you want to text a question and have us read it for Captain Taro, it's only available via our Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. If you don't have it already, just download the Let's Talk Hookup app, and as soon as you get it fired up, you'll see the text the show option. And as we always say, make sure that you include your contact info when you send a text. Give us your name and your phone number, because you might be the lucky winner to win a very cool prize at the end of the show today. Check this out. One lucky caller or texter at the end of the show is going to win a full-day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty with Captain Taro and an Eagle, and you're going to get a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods.
How cool is that, huh?
Very cool.
You get to have lunch, dinner, and a great trip on the Liberty.
Yeah, big thanks to Taro for that gift pass, and a big thanks to John for helping us out with some Point Loma Seafoods. That is that's a solid night right there.
Yeah.
Jump off the Liberty, go get yourself a squid sandwich. Life would be very good.
Well,
as you can hear, we got a great show. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the phone number. Text the show option, only available on the Talk Hookup app. And as we always do, we take all of the callers at the end of the show. We take all the texters at the end of the show. Select a winner from each category. Taro's going to flip a coin, and that will determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. But going to be a great show. Tons of great information. We're looking forward to talking to you when we come back. You got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Capresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup Boy. Phone lines are packed up for Taro. Same with the tech. Today's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it is. And before we talk about that, so again, the second day of the Fisherman's Landing Tackle sale today. Sean from Fisherman's Processing was there yesterday. Is he going to be back today?
Absolutely, yeah. Sean and Melanie are there standing by. They got the they have their full show display set up. I mean, they are in the parking lot right now with selling smoked cheese, smoked fish, all the spices, the rubs. I think the poke kit was a big seller yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I went over and bought a couple of them.
I mean, they have a lot of new stuff right now. They got new rubs. They got the ceviche kit. Like, they have a lot of really cool new stuff. And this is just an observation on mine. I have no idea. I could be totally wrong. But I saw a lot of people walking around re-upping their poke kit.
Yeah, that's good. And then Robbie Gant was there showing the Ikujima?
Yeah, Ikujima process. That was just yesterday. He's not, unfortunately, not there today. We do have all the parts and pieces, but that was really cool. I sat in on his entire demonstration yesterday, and, like, AFCO, just being the company that they are, like, they're so committed to, like, the fish and anything. Their big push is on, like, fish care and proper handling and, you know, kind of the way that everything's gone. When the fleet kind of switched over to the RSW type thing, like, you could feel a shift in momentum that, you know, a successful fishing trip was becoming a lot less about how big your pile of frozen fish is at the end of your trip and a lot more about having a great time with your buds and enjoying it and having a couple of really nice fish to take home, especially with the size and everything that we're doing now. And AFCO's whole push is pushing that even farther into real quality of your fish and then also converting people over to fish that are thought of as lesser quality with proper handling, how much better it can be. And I'll tell you, being a guy who's done this my whole life, I was blown away at the demonstration Robbie had. And what it was huge on was some fish that you wouldn't think about. So the Ikujima process is like a Japanese standard of like the highest end fish care. And it's a process of spiking and bleeding and, you know, proper bleeding, which is, you know, sometimes more than just, you know, cutting it. Like they're so big on bleeding the fish with the hose in it or with the, you know, or in a bucket of water, things like that, like really evacuating all the blood, proper spike. But then the big one is using that method of running a tool up the spinal cord to knock out all the nerve endings to quit everything from firing. Anyways, what I'm all getting out of this was in their demonstration, they showed a bunch of fillets of fish afterwards that were just spectacular looking. And all of it was, you know, it was like side-by-side comparisons. Yeah. And they did such a good job. They had a red, which everybody would consider, you know, kind of the highest-end thing. It was, you know, well taken care of, then cut with a fillet knife and normal. Then they had a bocconch, which is the thing that everybody kind of rolls their eyes at, yeah, and things like, but was done through the process, bled properly, spiked properly, spinal cord through it, and just, I mean, it looked 10 times better.
Really?
And the big thing he said, which blew me away, was the amount of time that fish now lasts properly in your refrigerator, because you're like removing all of the bacteria and all the things that make a fish fillet funky. They were having like prime fillets that were in someone's fridge for a week and a half or 2 weeks. I mean, the time where, you know, you catch your fish and you got it in the fridge and you get busy and you decide you're going to do dinner that night and you don't, and a couple days later now it's funky and you're trying to figure out what to do, and maybe you throw it in the freezer and that's the death sentence for it. They were showing fillets of bonita that were like, I mean, you were sure you pulled out of the highest end sushi bar, that were a week and a half old, and they were, wow, doing like these side by side comparisons of this is what it looks like when we just cut it normal and this is the product. It was really cool.
So, wow.
Yeah, that was a fun demonstration.
And then Steve Carson was there.
We had two great seminars yesterday. Yeah, and they're both happening again today.
Okay, those are happening today.
Yeah, Steve Carson at 11 o'clock does his seminar. It's basically going over all of the gear that is important and why it's important on our offshore trips, like what the ideal quiver is. And it's like an appropriate amount, not like the crazy bring every rod, but also not you can do everything with two rods. That's just not the world we're in on offshore fishing these days. But he does a really good job of breaking down like what four or five rods really are important and why, and how you can combo some, but you really can't to others. It's a great seminar. And then again at 2 o'clock, which we were really lucky to get, and it's just kind of only able to happen during the off season, as we got both, you know, some of Otaro's colleagues, Captain Matt Brawla and Captain Gavin from the Pacific Queen, who started that Patreon service, the Captain's Concepts. They're doing a seminar that's just kind of preparing somebody from full day to 3 day trips. You know, the real like meat and potatoes of what those guys cover on their service. They're basically giving you a look into what that service is, how they set their gear up, what gear they use, how to prepare themselves, and that's at 2 o'clock. And a really good opportunity to see those guys today. It's totally free, and they jumped on at the last minute. So there was, you know, there was not a lot of time to promote it, and the, you know, the audience was good. There was plenty of people there, but I mean, it was a very one-on-one scenario with, you know, a couple of guys that you just don't often get to pick the brains of. Arguably, some of the, you know, most popular guys, yeah, out there, and they're out there doing
a
seminar.
Good with,
yeah,
a rod,
yeah,
and reel in their hand.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. And they'll be here in the world headquarters on March the 12th.
Oh, cool!
So I look forward to that.
Yeah,
it'll be a good show with Matt, both Matt and Gavin here in the studio. So
yeah, great seminars. We had a great raffle. That's Friends of Raleigh. That's happening again today.
Yeah.
But most importantly, it was just it was the sale, man.
Yeah.
Like, this is our big one. We're not doing any trade shows. This is our event, and it was spectacular, man. We had a great day,
and
we're looking
day
forward
today
to another one today. You,
yeah,
got it.
I hear there's even going to be a Wheeler sighting at the
that's what I hear.
Today.
We got a bunch of Italicas all spooled up, ready for wheels to come up, pick them up. So, yeah,
all
it's
right.
All good.
All right. Well, hey, their phones are packed. The texts, I can't believe, are just unbelievable.
This is
going to
be a busy
morning
day.
They want to talk to you, Taro, so let's jump into it.
How about we start with Vinny? He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Vinny, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, quick question. I know you guys have bunks on the Liberty. Do you have to bring your own pillow and sleeping bag, you know, or what do you need?
Yeah, so for, you know, because of COVID and all of that stuff, everyone should bring their own bedding, whether it's a pillow, a blanket, or a sleeping bag. So yeah, we used to provide pillows and blankets, but you know, the whole COVID thing, we kind of just took them all out and kind of just, it's kind of going to be a thing now. Everybody should kind of bring their own just to kind of be safe still.
And what's the deal on the bunks? Okay, it's kind of a unique situation on a full day trip to have a boat that allows you to be in a bunk, which is super comfortable.
Yeah, so we have 36 bunks which are available for everyone to use. It's a first come first serve thing for our full day trips. And you know, it takes us a couple hours at times to go to the islands, or we're driving around throughout the day, and especially on our offshore trips, you know, there's times where we're fishing 35 to maybe 40 miles, and you know, guys drive down from Santa Barbara or Ventura, sure, or something, and they have to leave at 1 o'clock in the morning to make it down. So they have a nice bunk to sleep in, and
nice.
It's just a creature comfort, a part of the boat and part of the trip, and it's at no extra charge.
Wow. To be able to rack out for a couple hours, yeah, on your way down and or your way back to, you know, to recover from your early drive down or to, yeah, prepare for your long drive back, it's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So you actually assign a bunk to a passenger on a first come first serve basis?
No. As soon as they walk down the boat, they can put their backpack in a bunk and,
okay,
kind of just, that's how they claim
that's
it.
That's how they claim it.
But on our day and a half, so our open parties and stuff like that for our longer trips, our sleepovers, then I think the landing will assign on you.
Yeah, like our 2-day limited load,
yep,
Liberty trips we're doing in September,
yep,
and October.
Those
which are super popular.
Can get their bunk at the,
yeah,
get their bunk when they check in.
Yeah, and we'll have a lot of great stuff: a cigar fluorocarbon and Gamakatsu hooks, and a lot of stuff. In fact, looks like Cutwater Spirits is going to sponsor one of those trips.
Oh,
in addition,
cool,
to, in addition, so they'll have a bunch of Cutwater swag and stuff,
nice,
like that. So
hopefully they bring some mules.
Yeah, I think that could happen,
yeah,
for sure. Yeah,
if the Belly High Mai Tai gets left at the dock, you know, holler at your boy over here.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. I have a bunch of texts, and let's start with one here from Joe in Fallbrook. He said, "How did Captain Targ start working in the industry, and what's your favorite local lake to fish?"
That's a good question.
Favorite local lake. I've kind of grown pretty fond of El Cap right now. Just the way that it's set up, you know.
Is that because you've been taking everybody's money there, or
no,
you like the way that they fish?
No,
there?
I have, okay, not been taking anybody's money. I did one tournament there with my wife when I first got our boat. And it was something I've always wanted to do. As a kid, like, I want to be in a tournament. I want to try and see what this is about. And it's stressful, man. Holy smokes. It was like an 80-something boat tournament, and it's dark, and Gina's driving the boat in the morning. I had to launch her, and she's freaking out because there's all these boats around, and,
yeah,
it's dark, you can't see. And it's just like the pressure of you have to,
totally,
catch some. You have to catch five. You have to catch the five biggest ones. There's more pressure in a tournament, in like a bass tournament, than there is taking 50 people.
That's so funny. That's great.
And it's like and it's just me and my wife. Like, she's just like, are we gonna catch anything? Are we gonna catch, you know, like,
yeah, and then
you finally get a bite, and like, oh my god, are we gonna get it? And it's like,
that's pretty,
holy,
cool,
smokes.
Yeah. So you're not gonna do that again?
No, I kind of did one with Bruce Smith,
yeah.
I think it was last Saturday. It was just a friendly little thing. And once again, I was stressed out, and I was just by myself, and I didn't even catch five.
I love it.
I was like, oh my goodness, it's almost time to go back to the dock, and I don't have five. It was just like, okay, I'm not doing that,
yeah,
again. But
you just do this for fun.
I love it that this guy,
like,
is willing to, like, go offshore in an unlimited open ocean with a pair of binoculars and comfortable finding fish for 50 people, or going to the islands,
yeah,
and searching every inch of the bottom of the Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
Oh, fine with that. But, yeah, going to El Cap,
no,
stressful.
Man. It's stressful. But I've kind of grown fond of El Cap,
like,
right now.
That's cool.
It's springtime, and the bass are going to be biting soon.
Yeah.
And that was kind of one of the things that kind of got me into fishing was growing up. I grew up in Chula Vista, so I grew up right next to Otay.
Oh, okay.
So growing up, it started off as fishing at the lakes, or my dad would bring us down to the pier in the bay and stuff. And eventually that grew into going into a boat and going on we went on the Fisherman 3 a few times, the new Seaforth some of the time. So I grew up at Seaforth, really. And that was kind of like the thing. Just growing up there and being being like around the local boats there and just being the kid at the dock, like everybody kind of knew, like, hey, what's going on? Oh, hey, can I come out? Like in the day of the pinhead, you know, that's kind of not a thing anymore. But in the day of the pinhead, that's how you got your start. That was me.
And then what boats did you work on?
I started out working. I pinheaded on the new Seaforth and the San Diego and the Sea Watch quite a bit, you know, because those were the local boats there. And then I had my first job when Tommy Ebner and Dean Adams had the Orion, which is now the Pride.
Uh-huh.
So when they brought that down in 2000. I had a job right out of the gate graduating from high school. Literally graduated at 8 o'clock in the morning, hung out with my friends, and I was at the dock at, you know, 6 o'clock to go out on their very first trip of the year.
Wow. That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah. So I think that was like June of 2000, I think.
Wow.
So, and then from there I worked around Seaforth, but the main boats that I worked on were the Mission Bell when Booger bought the Mission Bell, I think in 2003,
uh-huh.
is when I started to work there, and I worked with Booger for a couple years there, and then I worked with Brian and Sam when they were partners in the American Angler, starting in 2005 for 9 years.
9 years, yeah. On the American Angler.
God, isn't it? Wow, 2005 to 2014.
Wow.
And then I went back and drove the San Diego for Booger in 2014, probably the most prolific year in sport fishing.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And then when did you get the Liberty?
2016.
Yeah.
Was when the Fisherman's Landing bought it, and we kind of went all in on that. Kind of gave signed my life away and went and did that. And 2016. Was when I worked with the Landing to do that, and just after Christmas of this last year, 2021, Gina, I, and little Owen bought the boat from Fisherman's Landing.
So now you're the owner.
So we are the owners.
Yeah.
Yep. All in now.
Yeah. So you get married, you buy a boat, you have a baby.
Yeah.
It's like, it's been a big year, right?
It's been a crazy last 6 months.
But
last four months.
That's been the last 4 months.
Yeah.
But catching 5 14-inch largemouth is still what
it's
stresses
real
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so boy. That's funny. All right. Well, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up. Everyone, to talk to Taro. How about we talk to Armin calling us from Seal Beach this morning? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Actually,
thanks,
pivoted my question. I'm curious, what happened to the pinhead? Why are they no longer part of the industry?
A big thing is insurance. You know, it's difficult. Well, it's two things. It's insurance, and it's the amount of time of a day that it takes to work on a sport boat. So you can still hire people under the age of 18, but they have to have a work release from their school, you know, basically a work permit. And work permits are very specific to the amount of hours throughout a day that a person under 18 can work. We usually hire one or two kids, you know, summertime, high school, wanting their first summertime job a year at the tackle store. But it's different in the store because it's a lot easier to limit the hours and limit the type of physical activity that one can do in a retail setting. When you're on the Liberty all day, you know, the boat leaves the dock. It comes back, you know, 12 hours later sometimes. And there's not a way to legally limit the amount of hours that someone under the age of 18 can work on the boat.
Labor laws.
That's it, man.
That's what messed it up.
And it's a bummer because it's the coolest way.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the coolest way
awesome
to
thing.
Teach somebody work. And, like, the problem is you can easily work for an appropriate amount of time and fish and scrub and then be up top and learning and soaking in knowledge that wouldn't necessarily be considered work, but there's not a way to, like, legally show that via the work permit. At least that's my understanding as far as our side on the retail side. I don't know if the boats thought about it differently.
That's pretty much right.
Yeah. It must break your heart when a kid comes up and says, can I work and be a pinhead?
Yeah,
and you say no, right?
You know, it's very hard, you know, because it's very rare that you have – someone to come down and want to work.
Yeah.
Like, we've kind of all seen that in the last several years. Like, somebody that wants to work, someone that wants to learn and like, wants to absorb it all. And you don't see that very much in any business. Like, well, I shouldn't say that, but it's very hard to get someone that's like that. You know, like we all kind of feel that way sometimes. Like, oh, I have to get up and go to work. But you have a kid that wants to come down and, like, absorb everything there is to know and learn and work on a boat and do it and see it and be there, and you have to tell him no.
Yeah. That's it. That's such a perfect description. Like, we struggle in the summertime at times to find the right person who's over 18 and has reliable transportation to work at the tackle store, and yet we have to turn down countless people who are, you know, 15 or 16 because that's all they want to do is do it. But, you know, it's tough. It's just
that's the rules.
It's just tough to find the right
just
guy.
Just the rules.
Yeah.
And I would say if somebody were wanting to really do that, man, the best thing you could do is do your own research and get yourself as legal as you could be. Get your permit. I can do this and I can do that. And then show up and then try to find your gig. And if you show up with all your ducks in a row, you're probably going fishing.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. The texts are packed up. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN
Radio. For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
It's time to talk about a great spot where they're always biting, and that is Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. I was down there the other day, and believe it or not, they have fresh troll-caught king salmon, a favorite in our house, I can tell you that.
It's
delicious.
They call it the freshest thing in town for a reason, man. It is. I always say the mark of a true killer fish market is when you can go into a place that does nothing but cut, cook, and serve fish, and it doesn't smell like fish.
Yeah.
You're in the right spot, and Point Loma Seafoods just kills it. The fresh case, that smoked case is always perfect. The cooked case, I love it.
Yeah, they have... It always amazes me at how much they have in there. Fresh black sea bass.
Oh, that's my favorite.
You've never had fresh black sea bass. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
And they're, like, very selective when they do it. You know, an occasional fish that comes from Mexico, and, like, they search it out, and they only buy it if it's a smaller one. Like, so good.
Fresh halibut, yellowtail, tuna. I mean, everything is the freshest thing in town right there at Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here. Lots going on, lots of fishing to talk about. And
you just
heard
John Ireland's spot, and John Ireland will be here in the World Headquarters next Saturday.
That's going to be a fun
show. So that'll be a good one. And next Sunday, I'll be out of town. Corey and Rick will be doing their freelance thing, talking calicos and tuna and a lot more. So that's good weekend next Saturday and Sunday here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Those are always fun shows. It's so fun when there's no agenda and Corey's on here, watching him just get super fired up about something, because there is not a type of fishing that Corey doesn't get fired up on. Like, there might be a conversation that starts in the morning about local rockfish, and he will be so pumped talking about doing that the whole show, or it might be surf fishing for halibut, or diving for bugs, or obviously calico bass is his number one. It's a fun, fun show. I love it.
So knowledgeable. It's unbelievable.
No doubt about it.
And you know what his favorite rockfish reel is, Taro?
What's that?
A Tranx 200.
A 200?
A 200 with 30 on it. Yeah. He loves that. Power Pro. And it works. I've tried it.
I don't care what Corey says. He fishes gear that is too small for everything. He drives me crazy.
I don't know. There was one time down there at El Salto, he was burning one of his baits on the bank with freaking 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Like a short top shot of 40 pound. And like, I mean, well, we're fishing in trees and stuff, but he was fishing, I think, a 6-inch or 8-inch bait, but just burning all over these bushes. And he's fishing like 80-pound Spectre to like 40-pound fluorocarbon, just jerking these 6 and 7 pounders out of these bushes.
Trust me, he fishes the heaviest of string. Yeah. He's smart that way. He fishes the smallest of reels.
Oh, there you go.
We always joke about it. You know, he's like, oh, I like fishing, you know, because he loves fishing down at Cedros, and he talks about catching, like, fishing the big weedless baits. Again, trying to catch 6 and 7 and 8 pound calicos. But he says, like, well, the 200's my favorite, but I bump all the way up to a 300 because you often hook 30-pound yellowtail while you're doing it. So, you know,
to the 300.
So I like the bigger reel, you know, just for when the yellows bite. And I just, like, I don't even do the bass part of that without a 400. You know, I like the bigger reel just for the, he's great. It's going to be a really fun show.
Sure.
Well, speaking of good biting and lots of fish going on, it's time for the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. Head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing, because today the Catch Report is happening, and it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Low gas prices are great. Free ice is amazing, but what really sets Summit apart from some of the rest is goes a lot deeper. Like Martha, that's their store manager that heads up the well-trained and busy staff. Summit has frozen bait and chum, gourmet Italian coffees, discounted live bait gift certificates to Everingham Brothers, and 100 pounds of free ice for our listeners with a 35-gallon minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline, it's a super easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat and trailer. It's at the San Diego Sports Arena, a great spot.
And you check who has the lowest gas prices right now? Summit Gasoline.
It's crazy, yeah.
I mean, they're like 40 cents less than everybody else.
It's a for sure no-brainer. Fuel is a fortune everywhere, and it's cheaper there, and you get 100 pounds of free ice. And you can buy your live bait for lesser expensive than you can at the... They sell scoop, you know, bait gift certificates for lesser money than what it costs to buy a scoop. Like, why would you not?
Yeah.
It's a great deal. Yeah, lots of fun from those guys. Sure. Well, hey, with that said, let's find out what's biting out there. We're going to head up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to Captain Brian Woolley. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. You got me okay in there?
Loud and clear.
Good stuff this morning, man. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, our week up here, we saw a lot cooler water than we've seen, obviously, with that front that blew through here. 56 to 57 degree water is what we had towards the end of our week up here.
You guys were able to avoid the icebergs and everything on the way out of the harbor?
Yeah, we did had to dodge a couple, but
chilly.
In the morning. It was cold. Those heaters were cranking for sure in the wheelhouse. But half-day fishing, obviously, with that cooler water was a little bit more tricky this week. Did see some nice sculpin and some sheephead that got released, and some sand bass were caught on these trips, but everything was laying on the bottom. It was super slow motion fishing. Guys slow rolling a rubber lure across the bottom, caught some fish like that. sinker rigs, like the dropper loops or the Carolina rigs with like a 3/4 ounce sliding egg sinker, caught some fish. And the strip baits, obviously, you know, with the fish being lethargic like that, the strip baits fish the best. Strip of mackerel or strip of squid on the bottom accounted for most of those fish on our half-day trips. 3/4-day fishing, though, out in that deeper water, that sculpin is still biting. You know, we've been anchoring up out there in the deeper water, fishing that sculpin in the mornings. Rubber lure setups, again, working well and, you know, contributing to some five fish limits on that sculpin. And then the days that we were able to get what we needed early on that sculpin allowed us some time to slide into the shallows and bass fish a little bit. Some nice sand bass and a few calico bass on those days, but nothing gangbusters again with that cool water. But it was nice change to be in the shallows around the kelp, checking those zones out that have gone kind of untouched for a little while. And then the Fury, he's ready to go. You know, they're chartered up for the March 1st date, but he does have some spots leaving Tuesday night, fishing Wednesday the 2nd. I'd imagine the fishing out there at Clemente will be pretty good. You know, there's really been no big boat coverage out there for a couple months. So it'll be good to get out there and check that out. If you guys want a chance to hop on the boat there, it's $175 a person for that ride. And I jump on it earlier in the week. It looks like, you know, the good weather window is going to shut down by the weekend there on the outside. And here along the coast for a couple days, looks like it's going to be pretty windy. So jump on that opportunity if you want to get out there and catch some rockfish at San Clemente Island. So book those spots. You can link us through the Let's Talk Hookup website there and book online at danawarf.com, or you can call our office. We can take your reservations the old-fashioned way there. And our number here, 949-496-5794.
Right on. Great report, Willie, as always. Looking forward to having that opener. And like you say, good tip. Get in early before a little bit of weather rolls in after on the backside of it.
Roger. So hopefully we got some cool stuff to report next week. So hopefully find a little bit of sun out there. Might be nice to see some early season yellow.
Yeah. Tuesday. Big day.
Thanks,
yeah.
Brian.
It should be incredible.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Have a good week.
Thanks,
appreciate
Brian.
That very appreciate much.
That.
All right.
Hey, while we're waiting for Gundy, you got a great text.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I thought this would be a fun one and perfectly suited for Taro. It says, hi, this is Ernie from Prosper, Texas. I have a question for Captain Taro on surface iron fishing. After you cast out and start your retrieve, how do you point your rod tip? Do you point it right at the jig or point the rod up or down, or is it just level? I've got a few different responses from asking other anglers. Also, could you describe your personal favorite surface iron outfit?
The personal favorite surface iron outfit. There definitely the reel is going to be a Trinidad 20A. That's
such
like by far the most perfect size reel
ever made.
The gearing, the drags, it's the perfect reel ever made.
Perfect.
And you know, doing this for as long as you have, Rick, 20 something years, we've gone through jig masters. We've gone through 99.
Yeah.
We've gone through
Newell's out Jigmasters.
Yeah, we've gone through it all, and it's like that is by far the best reel that has ever been made for service iron fishing. And the rods kind of varies because you know there's different size jigs, there's different weights. So I do this every so often is I go out on the boat and I go fishing with the guys.
And Evil's driving, you're fishing.
And Evil's driving, and I'm fishing.
That's cool.
That's cool. And it's 99% of the time, it's when we're at the islands and it's surface iron fishing. So I have a couple different rods set up, but I have a CalStar 100 mag, which is like my Caddy 45, like baby 5X, smaller, lighter type lure. Rod, and then I have it's a cut 100J. It's an all glass rod, cut about 5 inches off the tip, and that's what I use to throw a 7X. And I also have a graphite, it's a GG90.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit stiffer, it's just standard 90J, but it's just a tad bit stiffer, and that's kind of like my all-purpose, either throw a 45-style lure or throw a 7X style rod. So I have a few different rods that are matched up, but they all have a Trinidad 20A on them.
There you go.
A GG90J is a really cool rod. It's really unique and probably the rod that I recommend to most people if it's available. Obviously, CalStars aren't the easiest thing to get sometimes. As exactly like Tara said, as a general purpose, it is built just like an original all-glass 90J always was, but it has some graphite in the core of the rod, but not the same blend like a graphiter does, which is mostly graphite and a little glass in the tip. It's got graphite as the core, but it's all glass running from the tip section to the butt section. So you get a lighter weight rod that the graphite offers you. You get a little better pulling power, which is nice when you're now a surface iron rod is no longer just needed to catch a calico bass and a yellowtail. Like, two trips later, you might put a surface iron on it and try and catch a 70-pound bluefin with it. So it's nice to have a little graphite for the lifting power, but it's still got that little spongier, you know, more, it's got more of a glass feel to it while still having some graphite that gives you some lift and some lightweight.
And the feel's a very important part of it, you know, because feeling your jig is something that a lot of people
feeling
don't. Feeling
it kick
and feeling it do. And that was something that I learned from the late Ray Montero, is you have to feel your jig swim.
Yeah.
Because if you're just cranking, you don't know if your jig's spinning, if it's just going straight like an arrow, but your jig has to swim. And Ray would tell me you're winding too fast, because like you could see the way that you would point your rod is you could point it right at your jig, or you could kind of just a slight lift so there's a slight bow in your line, but your speed of your jig and the speed of the handle that you're turning will help you feel your jig. And being able to feel your jig too through your line, through your rod position, you know, it kind of helps. If your jig's not swimming, you're not going to get a bite.
There you go. Hey, let's continue our catch report. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, is here. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
The art of jig fishing. I love it.
Yeah, from Carl, of all people, right?
Excellent. Hey, you know, we had a little bit of slowdown, you know, some cooler water, a little bit of rollover, especially on the southern front off the San Diego beaches there. So it was a little bit of a hiccup, but still some nice catches. The northern beaches had some halibut catches, some bark perch up there. We haven't seen any spawners quite yet. And then a few more legal sea bass. So it's getting interesting. And that legal sea bass, seeing those juveniles and those fish up to maybe 35, 40 inches, that's a good sign that spring may be around the corner. And the guys up there in Santa Barbara also told me the squid boats were patrolling around outside, so there may be a sign of squid offshore. That's a good deal, too. So let's get into it. Hook, line, and sinker reported two legal white sea bass. Checked into the shop this week. A 36-inch fish was taken near Gaviota and a 35-inch fish near the Goleta Pier. Both fish fell for flash minnows. Good halibut bite along Haskell's, Bacara, East Beach. More legal fish than more shorts than legals, but there were some legals to 28 inches. And that good reef bite along Malibu beaches continued this week. Anglers soaking squid, scoring a mix of calico bass, sand bass, cabazon, yellowfin, croaker. I think the top catch up there this week was a 17-inch cabazon. That's a dandy. Caught off Paradise Cove on squid. Nicholas, Piedra, Matador, other good spots to look for. Big Fish reported good halibut action off Sunset and Bolsa Chica. The better bite had been inside L.A. Harbor, and that kind of moved outside there. Several legal fish reported, topped by a 27-inch fish that fell for a cherry berry flash minnow. Fished off, I think, Bolsa Chica there. Ketchum Tackle reported good halibut catches along Newland and River Jetty stretch, slow-rolled crocodiles, cut anchovy, top bait there. Plenty of shorts, but now they're seeing more legals starting to filter in. Some cold water may be the culprit down San Diego way, like I said. Still catches in the lagoons and harbor, but the guy struggled a little bit. That 2-pound, 8-ounce zebra perch still leads Pacific Coast Perch Derby. I think the biggest bark perch was 1 pound, 2 ounces or something. So might be worth a try. I think they give out a nice Shimano combo if you win that derby. So I'd get a ghost shrimp and soak it next to a jetty. That would be my way to get a big old
win
perch.
Win that combo. All right. Well, Surf Guru extraordinaire, I would take what the Surf Guru says. Definitely you got to go do that. And thanks, Gundy. I sure appreciate your report. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, great show, guys.
Thanks,
enjoying
Gundy.
It.
Thanks, Gundy. Bye-bye.
All
right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report for now. And again, the new CCA 2022 Sport Fishing Calendar, it's out, available now. It's at all the landings and tackle shops and at surffishtackle.com. It's the best way to check up on the tides, moon phases, important dates, and a really cool tribute to Jack Nielsen. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The President's Day Sell-A-Thon is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. New inventory is arriving daily, and they have great deals across the Ford lineup. Plus, save big when you custom order some of the most popular Ford vehicles. That's right, deals on custom orders, so you can get exactly what you want from your new Ford. Need a legendary Ford F-150? They'll help you build and order the exact truck of your dreams. Ford Ranger? Get it built for you, by you, or order the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. But President's Day Sell-A-Thon won't last long. Check out these deals today. We want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see these President's Day deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The fishing season is fast approaching, and it's time to get your gear in order. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know that we have been loading up on tackle. Fishing gear will be very difficult to get this year, so make sure to take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We will not attend any trade shows this spring, so this is your golden opportunity to get incredible deals on everything you need to fish this summer. We will be discounting all the big names. Shop for rods, reels, jigs, hooks, fluorocarbon, clothing, tackle bags, terminal tackle, and much more. And as always, we will have raffles during both days to benefit Rollo. Follow us on Instagram to get updates on all the deals. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle's huge spring sale, Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We'll see you at the landing.